Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is Thursday, 11th January 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a flying bird who finds solutions to all the problems with an unbroken remembrance. Explanation: you have to experience Baba being yours. Then you automatically remember whatever is yours. You don't have to make efforts to remember him. Mine means to claim a right. Baba is mine and I am Baba's. This is called easy yoga, Sahaj Yoga. Become such easy yogis, Sahaj Yogi, who are lost in love, in remembrance of the Father, and continue to move forward. Lagan mein magan. This unbroken remembrance becomes the solution to all the problems. It makes you into a flying bird and takes you into the flying stage. So, Baba is saying, when you experience anything as your own, what happens after that? You automatically start remembering that person. You don't have to make efforts. The moment you accept that this particular thing is mine, automatically your attention, your energy, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your remembrance, your dreams, your imagination, your awareness, everything start flowing towards that particular thing. Here, the moment you experience that God is mine and I am His, automatically you become easy yogis. In fact, this is the yoga. Yoga is nothing. Yoga has nothing to do with those bodily penances. Yoga has nothing to do with any bodily practices. It has a very simple definition, and that is just remember. Remembrance is yoga. This is perhaps for the first time in the history of humanity, God has given the definition of yoga. Till now, everybody was playing with the definition of yoga. They have given diverse definitions of yoga, but none till now has ever given such a definition. Yoga means remembrance. And you remember God, your Father, and for that you need one acceptance or realization. What is that? He is mine and I am His. This acceptance, this realization makes you to remember Him all the time. Now, when we say that we are not able to remember, probably we have not made Him our own. And when there is a remembrance, it will automatically give you solution to all the problems of life. So there are problems, and if you want solutions, the solution is remembrance. And for remembrance, first acceptance is needed. First an internal realization is needed. What is that internal realization? That He is mine. And I am also no more my own, but I am His. In Bible there is a beautiful statement. We live, we move, and have our being in Him. We live in Him, we move in Him, we have our being in Him. He is our all in all. He is our be all and end all. He is the Alpha and Omega of the world. He is the beginning, middle and the end of the world. So there exists nothing except Him. He alone is everything. He alone becomes your world. He alone becomes your everything. That time, remembrance becomes easy. If you take the example of path of devotion, for example, Meera, she did not make any efforts to remember Krishna. She did not make any efforts to develop Vairag for the world. She did not make any efforts to get lost in the One. But automatically everything was happening with her. Those who were seeing her, they called her crazy. But because they couldn't understand her high spiritual moods, they were spiritual moods. They were high spiritual states of the mind. Only a realized soul could understand the world where whole world is attached. And she developed sudden vairag for everything. This is not just the result of her practice. but it was the result of our previous births, good efforts or purusharth or sadhana, spiritual endeavor. As a result of that, in this birth, right from the childhood, she was so spiritually inclined and so exalted. Her spiritual caliber was much more than what in that society where she was born, where a woman used to stay in that, what is known as ghunghat, in that burqa. She was the lady who was born and she dared to throw it off. And she started dancing on the streets of Medhta, where she was born. From where she got this power? She did not have any guru. What she had just one thing. One unconditional love. For somebody who is not bodily being. For somebody whom she considered as God. Her whole being, her mind, everything was absorbed in that person. In spite of the fact that she has had her husband. But she was detached from that husband. She was detached from that family. Such divine ecstasy. Those ashtasatvik bhav. Those eight divine emotions she experienced. They were the result of the unflinching, incessant love for that one. So whenever there is a love, internally she accepted that she is Giridhar's and Giridhar is hers. This acceptance, this realization, this internal feeling of intimacy, love, proximity, that made her remember him all the time. She did not join any classes to learn dancing, or did she? Did she join any school of dancing, any art school? Did she read any poets, all those who existed? Never. They were the outpouring of the souls. They were the outpourings of the soul. She sang just like that. Extempore. Without any preparation. Without thinking. Because the whole soul was drowned in the ocean of God's love. And from that, everything was arising. That's why there is unusual power is in those words. If you study the diaries of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore, even he has made lot of changes. He's writing, composing a poetry, then he said, oh, this word is not good, cut it and make some new word. He is writing the new words. He is cutting and writing. But if you study Nanak, Guru Nanak, whatever he is writing, same thing he is repeating sometimes like a drunkard. When he was incarcerated by Babur, when he was imprisoned by Babur, that time Babur said, please call him, I want to meet him. He said, no, I cannot meet, you will have to come to me. So Babur goes and meets him in the cell. There, Babur had discussion with Guru Nanak. And he was so impressed, so he calls him to his court and gives him the finest of the wines to drink. But Guru Nanak said, I am already drunk with divine wine. I don't need this sharab, this wine. And that's why if you read that Ekomkar, Satanam and all that, there is a divine flow in that. Whatever he spoke. Because that is spoken in that stage of ecstasy. It is not a sitting and writing poetry. Oh, this sentence is not a rhyme, is not good. Let me cut and write something else. No, it is whatever is written is written. He has nothing to do with those corrections. Because he is not playing with words, because they are the whole soul is brimming, over-brimming, overflowing soul. And those pad, those chand, those verses, those lyrics, those songs are divine, unearthly. They are not of this world, extraterrestrial, celestial they are. There's a divine flow, divine bliss, divine ecstasy, transcendence is there in those songs. Here, that is why, what is the first stage? First stage is not to go in Baba's room and sit with that difficult pose because you want to imitate Baba. So put this one leg on this and it is paining so much sometimes. Those who can't do and still you want to do that. and you are sitting straight and all that. This is not yoga. Yoga is something else. Yoga is love. Yoga is love. And the moment you start loving somebody, you don't have to make efforts to remember that person. So the basic thing is increase love for Baba. Automatically all other things would come. You don't have to do other things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto Him. Jesus has said, first seek the kingdom of God, and all these things, whatever you are thinking of, how all these things will come, how we will give speech, how we will talk, what will happen to us, how the clothes will come, how we will give you a message, all these things, who will feed us, how the money will come, all these things shall be added unto it. First seek the kingdom of God. First seek His love. So first step is love of God. First step is acceptance that He alone is mine. Third step is I am also His. I am no more my own. I don't belong to the world now anymore. I belong to Him. I am His instrument. So when this is there, then what happens is remembrance becomes easy. Then what happens is you claim a right, you become adhikari. Then what happens is you become sahaj yogi, easy yogis. That is the stage. And then you get a solution to all the problems of life. And then you become a flying bird, and then you enter into the flying stage. This is today's blessing is all about. So the basic thing on which we need to work is love of God. How to increase that love of God? Today you can take this as a homework. 10 ways to increase love of God. 10 ways to increase our love for Baba. What we should do? Suppose this is the love I have right now. This much. How can I make it this much? Is it possible? How can I increase it? Are there ways and means of doing that? You can even derive inspiration from the devotees. How they increase their love of God. You can derive inspiration from those incarnations, those saints. You can derive inspiration from our dadis. How they increase the love of God. Why they love Baba so much. What is that element which is missing in us? What is that missing dimension, that missing tile? What are the areas we need to work on? Who is snatching away love? Who has hijacked God's love from our heart? Who is the Ravan who comes and kidnaps this divine love, this celestial love? So today's blessing is, may you be a flying bird. Be a flying bird. Who finds solution to all the problems with the unbroken remembrance. Unbroken, akhanda. Not broken remembrance. A mother, when child is sick in some other place, child is in America, mother is here. Does she sits in yoga? Let me remember my child. No, it's finished. No, let me go and do something else. Oh, I forgot him. Let me remember him again. No. She is continuously remembering. Why? Because she is emotionally bound. So have emotional attachment with God. Develop deep emotional attachments. Because emotions are stronger than logic, reasons, Srimad, whatever, all these things. They are logical things are there. For that you need intellect, divine intellect. Salim Buddhi, today's Murli Baba said. You read that. But for this is outpouring of the soul. These are feelings and emotions. You are just having a loving relationship with Him. You don't know anything. You just love Him. That is the stage of gopis. They are not Uddhava. Who is intelligent. Who has knowledge. Who has wisdom. Who knows things. They don't know anything. They just know love. Such love immersed souls. So, explanation. You have to experience Baba being yours. You have to experience Baba being yours. He is mine. This is very important. Then you automatically remember whatever is yours. You don't have to make efforts to remember Him. Mine means to claim a right. Baba is mine and I am His. This is called easy yoga. Because such easy yogis who are lost in love in remembrance of the Father and continue to move forward, this unbroken remembrance becomes the solution for all the problems. How this is possible? But it helps, it happens. Though this problem in life has nothing to do with remembrance, but the moment you have unbroken remembrance, in that remembrance your mind becomes concentrated and suddenly a solution emerges for the problems of life. Though that solution has nothing to do with bodiless stage or stages of yoga, but still the real solution will emanate from that unbroken remembrance only. This unbroken remembrance becomes the solution to all the problems. It makes you into a flying bird, Urta Panchi, and takes you into the flying stage, Urti Kala. Om Shanti.